Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're talking yesterday about playing musical instruments and how some instruments make you kind of more attractive to people than others. Mm. For instance, drummers in bands. I know a mate who's got is in a band who plays the drums. All the girls go after him all the time. Right, I've got another one.
Have you?
Yeah. Hi there, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Madge.
Hi, Madge. What do you do?
This and that, you know. What do you do, big boy?
I play the bass guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, see?
I'm all yours.
Yeah. Bass guitar is well sexy, I reckon.
It's because you just stand there and look moody, don't you?
Yeah, it's quite good. I like it.
You'd be good at that. Yeah.
What about if anyone listening plays the recorder, does that get you some attention? I imagine probably not.
Me too.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. What about if I was like, hi?
Hi. What do you play?
I play the banjo.
Oh, yeah, that's a very straight-sided banjo.
I play the banjo. You fancy me?
No.
Hello?
Hello. What? Hello, Mr. Scottish man. Hello. What do you play?
I play the bagpipes. Do bagpipe players get any action? Let me know, 81199.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, we were talking about the fact that you and me are both quite bad at art.
Appalling.
Yeah. So, we've done some drawings. You can check them out on my pages online. Click on my face at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Laura's been out on the streets to see how old the artists are. That's what people think. So, it didn't start well, right?
Mm.
This is my cat picture.
Excuse me, I couldn't bother you for a second of your time, could I? I'm just doing a quick survey. Are you too busy? Oh, please, go on. All right, bye-bye. Excuse me, have you got 2 seconds to just help me with a very quick survey?
No,
it's really quick. Okay.
Right, that went on for about
people
20 minutes.
People just don't stop now.
They don't stop, do they? Right, anyway, eventually someone stopped and she was showing them the cat picture.
I just wanted to take a look at this picture. Mm-hmm. And could you tell me how old you think the artist is who drew the picture?
Maybe six. 6 years old.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Brilliant. Okay, so I'm six.
That was your cat, was it?
That was my cat.
I'm just doing a bit of a survey, and I was wondering if you could tell me how old you think the artist who drew this picture is.
Five.
Thank you very much.
Right. Brilliant. So that was my owl.
So six and five.
Excuse me, have you got 2 seconds you could spare me? I'm doing a quick survey.
All right.
It's nothing scary.
Yeah.
This is a picture of a crocodile.
Yeah, okay.
I was wondering if you could hazard a guess as to the age of the artist that drew this.
The age of the artist? I think about 4 years.
4 years. Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Did you like the bit where he's like, this is a picture of a crocodile? He went, yeah.
This is a picture of a crocodile.
Yeah, okay.
If you say so.
Right, so I am how old?
6, 5 and 4.
How rude. Right, and now on to your drawings, okay, starting with your cat.
Just wondered, would you be able to guess how old the artist is that drew that cat?
Not very old, I'm guessing.
How old do you think?
30, 40-ish.
30 or 40. Okay, thank you very much.
3 or 4, she said.
She said 30 or 40.
She didn't say 30.
She did.
She said 30 or 40.
Yeah. Next one.
It's a lovely picture of a cat.
Okay.
I was just wondering whether you could hazard a guess as to the age of the artist that drew that cat.
Probably about late 40s.
Late 40s. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Oh, dear. Is this all for this one gag?
No. This is what people said. Laura, did honestly, we set it up? We honestly did
honest
not.
God.
Honestly, on my life, we didn't.
Right. Have to be honest at the BBC now.
We do. We now.
Oh, no, as always, obviously.
80.
80.
Okay, thank you very much.
You heard it.
80.
80.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much.
I was 6, 5, and 4, and you were?
40, late 40s and 80.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's hear some of the Wallies you've been meeting over the last week.
Nice.
On Flirt Divert. Fern Cotton is bringing Wally back, isn't she?
Well, she said it once.
when she was on the phone to Louis Walsh earlier in the week. Oh, and I look like a Wally. That was my Fern Cotton impression.
It's not, you're saying...
Hello, Ollie. Hello, Ollie. Let's go dating. Nah, she's more like, yeah, innit?
You make her sound like some South London chav. So, Flirt Divert.
Anyway, Flirt Divert. So, this girl sounds quite hot, and she likes dressing up. Have a listen.
Hi, Graham. It's Susie here. I've tried ringing you a few times now, and it keeps going through to your voicemail. I just wondered why you weren't answering my calls. I'd really like to see you again. I had loads of fun the other night. And if you're a really good boy, I might put my clown suit back on for you. You know what I mean, you naughty little boy.
Oh, that's revolting.
She sounds quite nice.
She doesn't. She sounds weird.
Now, you know, if you're a girl and you're going to dress up for your man, yeah? What would you dress as? Like, you know, like some kind of naughty nurse or a fairy or maybe some kind of, like, leather-clad vixen, yeah?
Fairy?
In my mind.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what I want from the ladies. Would you really dress up as a clown? Is that doing anything for you at all?
Nothing at all.
Is that turning you on in any way?
No.
Not a twinge?
Nothing. Not even close.
No. How many people do we know that dress up as a clown when they're... Smell my flower. Hi there, I've got really large shoes on. Fans are coming to bed with me. Mind out a second, I might throw this bucket of water over you, but there's really ripped up paper in it. Clown suit. All right, here's a charmer.
Hey, darling. It was great the other night. Missed at work, it's on the toilet. Ooh. Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, more of that, there'll be more explosions. The one now. Bye. Smelly later.
Right, so he's on the toilet, right?
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to leave a message for a potential new girlfriend, you wouldn't do it from the toilet, would you?
I don't think that's the way to go, no.
And you wouldn't say, hopefully there'll be more explosions like the ones there are now. And then signing off with, smell you later. That's just not... Even I know that's not a way to get the girls excited.
It certainly isn't.
Right, here's someone being told off.
All right, Susie. If I've told you once, I've told you, 11 times? You know, don't feed the dog chocolate because, like, the chocolate will kill him. So, just, you know, be fair.
God, Susie.
He's told her 11 times.
Yeah, not once, but 11 times. Once. Why is it 11? Random.
Well, the clown girl was called Susie.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe she's feeding the dog chocolate dressed as a clown.
It wouldn't surprise me. And the Mystique ladies are back on Flirt Divert.
Hear me now. Yes, my name is Christy Wright. I did a survey on Saturday night. Would it be big and would it be clean? But what I saw was so tiny and unclean.
Right, take the number with you this weekend.
Is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.